This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
With you for another 60 minutes or so. Top 5 at 5, brought to you by Citizens National Bank. Rick.
All right, gentlemen, here we go. Your top 5 at 5. Number 1, 3 former Tennessee basketball players have been invited to participate in the 2021 NBA Draft Combine. That would be freshman Keon Johnson, freshman Jaden Springer, and then senior Eve Pons. Those will be your 3 Vols competing for those elusive NBA draft spots.
When's the draft?
The draft is June 21st. Excuse me. The draft, I believe, is July 29th. So it's about a month after the combine. They will be doing the lottery in the middle of the combine. So that's from the 21st to the 27th.
So they haven't done the lottery yet?
No, the lottery is actually going to be the second day of the combine.
It's going to be next week.
Correct. It's a. It's definitely a little strange.
Okay. Will be interesting to see what happens. Usually they've had it by now. They're still behind their normal schedule because of everything that happened with COVID and everything last year, right?
Is it? Has Pons got a chance like he would if this were the NFL to wow people? Would just because he's such a freak physically, athletically?
You know, I would want to say yes, but I do feel like maybe the NBA is a little bit different than something like the NFL where you can take more risks. Look, we remember Jordan Bone lining up the stat sheet at the NBA Combine. If I remember correctly, he had a couple of the best stats in the speed category out of any player there. Now, that might have helped him, you know, get his two-way contract with the Pistons, I believe it was originally. But I even think that, you know, maybe even having the best characteristics in some of the speed categories didn't even help Jordan Bone that much because it is so selective.
Do people watch the NBA Combine and geek out over that the way they do the NFL Combine?
I mean, I imagine like John Reed and Chance Collins do, but maybe Cam.
I don't really watch either.
Anybody that I know would be – the only 3 people I know that might watch it would be John, Cam, and Chance. Those guys are pretty big, serious NBA guys.
I think the casual viewership definitely spreads out more with NFL, for sure.
And what do they even do? They don't have 40-yard dashes and bench presses and stuff like that.
Jumps. They jump. They jump a lot.
They probably do that, measurements and stuff like that. But I would imagine just play, right? You have to play some pickup. I guess it's not pickup games, but you'd have to have some sort of organized basketball.
Sure, yeah. All right, here we go, number 2. Bear actually was kind of relaying this story to us recently here, but it looks like DeAndre Holmes Wilfork, that is the son of New England Patriots great Vince Wilfork, has been charged with theft of his father's jewelry, including 2 of his dad's Super Bowl rings. He has been arrested and charged for this act, but just a wild story as Vince Wilfork basically outs his son for stealing his own Super Bowl rings, plural.
Well, now, the one thing I did pick up on Wilfork and Mrs. Wilfork, although they were, I thought, a little nutty, they look like the kind of parents that if you did something dumb like that, they'll love you, but you're going to face consequences for it. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Everything you've ever read about Wilfork. I don't know. What are you doing, Russ? You find out.
I don't know.
Commits grand. I mean, that's.
There's got to be more to the story, right? You know, how close is the relationship, right? If it's.
Man, I remember seeing. I mean, that was one of his kids that used to see on. The show we used to watch on HBO, NFL, Hard Knocks. He was on there.
Yeah, but I mean, things change. You know, that was a long time ago. If the kid's got problems or something, I mean, if you're stealing your dad's championship rings to sell, I'm just speculating here. Drugs are involved. Like when if it's got
something
to that
you need
point
a lot of cash.
And your son's got an addiction issue. Yeah, I mean, right. Like sometimes the best way to get help for those people is to put them in a place where they have hopefully can't get access to whatever
right.
their demons are.
Here we go. Number three. Guys, we talked a little bit about at the beginning of the show today, Mike Bianco, about how he was one of the names that is being kind of rumored to be moving around the college baseball world. Last night, looks like Ole Miss athletic director Keith Carter had indicated that they would be potentially meeting today, Mike Bianco and the Ole Miss leadership. And he did indicate yesterday to the, this looks like the Sun Herald, that he was not aware of any discussions going on between Bianco and LSU leadership. Now, again, this could be a little bit of a smokescreen, a little bit of a cover-up, a little bit of just not wanting to announce the full things that are happening. But I do think it is a interesting development in terms of the college baseball movement. Again, that is Keith Carter, the athletic director for Ole Miss,
yeah.
indicating on Tuesday that he's not aware of any conversations going on between
his head coach. I don't
think
he would
coach.
Be. it seems like that just move, it makes too much sense, right? Mike Bianco, he's played at LSU. He's a part of that program. His son plays there. I don't know. I mean, he's got a good thing going at Ole Miss, but it's interesting. Like somebody else said on the show earlier, you're always going to be second fiddle to Mississippi State in that state. You go to LSU, it's your alma mater, and yeah, there's a lot of pressure there, but you're at LSU. There's nobody to challenge you in that state. You have the best facilities in the country. It seems to me, unless that dude just loves Ole Miss and Oxford, it seems to me
yeah,
I wouldn't want to get to LSU.
Trying to follow up, you know, a legend.
Yeah, but
how often does that work out? There's just certain jobs you don't want to follow people
in. Is Mannary a legend?
That means he won one.
I think so.
I believe only one. Not
he's beloved down there.
He strikes me as their Fulmer. Like, he won one, but it was tailing off. They didn't want to push him out, but they kind of had to.
I guess they did, didn't they?
I mean, he resigned.
I mean, it wasn't as bad a resignation as Phil Fulmer's was.
No.
With his suit jacket with his sweatsuit that day.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the only drawback to me is – A, do you want to follow legend? And B, you do kind of have it rolling at Ole Miss, but be interesting to see what they do. Just stay away from our guy. Both
yeah,
of you.
Seriously.
Both of you, LSU, Ole Miss.
No doubt. All right, here we go. Number four. The ESPY nominations have been released.
Oh,
do you stay in touch with these at all?
Every year.
I love voting.
You can vote on the ESPYs?
Yeah. There's fan voting.
Really?
For sure.
Yeah.
I voted all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's the most ridiculous ESPY ever given out?
Oh, it's the Caitlyn Jenner, the hero.
Courage Award.
She lopped off her wiener. Oh. What a hero.
That was the, what's his name?
So heroic.
Is it Pat something?
It's the Arthur Ashe Courage
Award.
Courage.
Compared to Arthur Ashe?
So we have...
Hey,
oh, man, you're right. That was
Arthur
the 20.
Arthur Ashe never lopped off his wiener.
A record. No,
that's what I'm saying. I thought it was very, I don't know.
A record 7 million people tuned into that ESPYs.
That one?
Yeah, 2015. All right, so what categories are you most interested in? I got the full list of nominees here. Best athlete, men's, best game, best team, best NFL player, so on and so forth. Any particular category?
Best team.
Best team. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Lakers.
Oh, out of here.
No.
Good.
The Bucks, the Stanford Cardinals women's basketball team.
What?
The Baylor Bears men's basketball team.
Okay.
Alabama football.
Yeah.
Oklahoma softball.
Yeah.
The LA Dodgers and the Seattle Storm of the Women's
NBA.
That's
a pretty lame list.
It is pretty lame.
I'm going to be honest.
It's
some
toss
of the categories
up for me between,
are very lame.
The Baylor men's basketball team, and what was the one right after that? Oh, to me, I'd put it up there between the Baylor men's basketball team and, honest to God, the Oklahoma women's softball team.
I think you have me convinced with Baylor. That's a team that dominated for a long time.
As far as...
They absolutely destroyed. I mean, they went through the NCAA tournament like Sherman through Atlanta, didn't they?
The ESPYs. Who's hosting the ESPYs?
I have no clue.
Can you tell me anything, Rick Butler, that would make me have just even a shred of interest in the ESPYs?
I can tell you who it won't be, Russ. It won't be Chris Rock, Bill Burr.
Kevin Hart.
They're all on the canceled list.
Chappelle.
Basically, Mulaney. Anybody with any guts to say anything interesting.
Any true comedic.
Oh, Ricky
comedic,
Gervais. No way. He won't.
Any true comedic genius.
Who is the current king of wokeness in sports media and in the universe? Who will they trot out there
to
shame us all, make us all feel bad about?
I just turned the channel off. I care about being a good-ass ESPYs.
One time the ESPYs were on my birthday. Does that make you interested at all?
No.
Okay.
What the hell are you talking about? I never watch them.
Best NFL player, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Donald, Derrick Henry.
I'd say it's between Rodgers and Henry.
Aaron Donald's pretty good, man.
Best MMA fighter, Amanda Nunes, Khabib Nurmagomedov, Rose. That one's tough for me. And Francis Ngannou.
Who is that guy who knocked out Nate Diaz?
It's a good list.
British guy. I can't remember. Oh, the Saturday?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. All those four are dominant.
I know. That's
hard
a,
to
that's
vote
a
against any
list.
Of those.
Probably go with Khabib.
Are we still doing the
yeah,
SPs?
We still are.
You're
this one's
gonna
been a
move
while.
On?
This one's been a while. Last but not least, number five.
I forgot we're doing the top five.
A message in a bottle. Russell was sent
great
out to
police
see.
Song.
No, not the police song. Oh, this
got
is a real
fantastic
one.
Fantastic story about the police for you.
That is a great song, though. It was sent out to sea in the Atlantic Ocean in 2018. It then traveled 2,400 miles from Vermont to Portugal, where it has been found and recovered, and these two people have officially been in contact. A real message in a bottle worked.
Didn't we have a story about this? Somebody found a really old message in a bottle in North America like a couple of weeks ago, I feel like. Yeah, that's how the song goes, Rick.
It's great.
You sing almost as bad as Trey Wallace, Rick.
Almost.
About that chair.
But not as bad.
What did it say?
The note inside of a Powerade bottle was written in orange marker on a note card, and it read, "It is Thanksgiving. I am 13 and visiting family in Rhode Island. I am from Vermont. Please email me here."
Yeah, it's a thin line, you know, between really cool message in a bottle story where the bottle is found across the Atlantic towards it's a thin line between that and just being a litter bug. You threw a Powerade bottle in the ocean. What are the chances it makes it to Portugal versus just becoming engulfed in the big Texas-sized
plastic island?
That's
island of plastic
point.
Floating around the oceans.
It's a great point. Have we talked about the dude who got swallowed by a whale yet? I feel like we briefly touched it.
We're not.
This has been the most chaotic. I just got to say, and I'm going to try and instill some much-needed discipline. This is the most chaotic, unstructured, ADD top five at five in the history of
I mean, it took 14
segment.
Minutes.
And that's saying something.
Took 14 minutes to do a five-minute segment.
That's really saying something.
You gave the top four at four to the guy with the ADD. So
you have the ADD? Apologies.
I do. I do. I went to the doctor
and everything.
You
signed up for it. I don't believe in ADD.
You're not self-diagnosed? Oh, Bear doesn't believe in it. Okay, here we go.
No, I don't.
Okay, why don't you believe in ADD?
I don't think it's a real thing. And the what do they get? Adderall and what's the other one?
It's obviously
way over.
I'm not gonna say that it's not a real thing, but it's way over diagnosed.
Way over diagnosed, and basically at the end of the day, you know, it's like I told Chance, looked around, I was like, I've just come to the conclusion. I've got a lot of friends that are speed freaks because that's what they do to you all. Because what most people don't realize, stuff like Ritalin, and I'm pretty sure it's the same for Adderall. I may be completely wrong. If I am, I'm sure I'll get hammered for it on Twitter. But I absolutely know it is Dr. through Bear. Ritalin. Like, once you go through puberty, Ritalin has the exact opposite effect. It becomes an upper. The reason they give it to kids who are hyperactive because it chills them out.
Yeah, I know that, you know.
But no, ADHD, completely bogus. You, Chance, all you young ass guys.
Why did you just throw Chance under the bus? You just had a HIPAA violation. It's very.
No, he said it on the show he was ADHD. If he didn't, he definitely told me in his apartment one night.
that's
practically the same thing. What are you doing?
I don't know. Breaking HIPAA violations, throwing my friends under the bus. But it's totally bogus or overdiagnosed, whatever you want to call it.
That is your top five at five.
Thank you.
I used to be kind of hyper and had attention deficit problems. You know what cured me more than Ritalin or Adderall or any other drug?
Oh, God.
I think it's real, but I do think you're right. Nuns, like, anybody can say
that. Yardsticks. You wouldn't believe how quick they can get your attention cracking one of those across the back of your skull.
So violence is Dr. Bear's.
When it's handed out by a religious order of old ladies, yeah.
There's got to be a better option, I think, than giving kids speed and bludgeoning them with blunt objects.
I mean, it's a yardstick.
I'm no doctor. I'm no scientist. I'm just
though.
Saying that. No, feels
it
like,
ain't
it
hurt.
Feels like there's got to be a middle way somewhere in there.
No, I agree. Some of these places
you're
are
you're not
pill
getting
factories.
Hurt with some 78-year-old woman hitting you with a yardstick or us, okay? I can't swing him that hard. Hurt your feelings more than it hurts your head.
I think they need to bring back paddling.
What?
I think they need to bring back paddling.
You would send your kid right now to school to get paddled?
Yes. If
what?
I wouldn't send them to get paddled.
Well, no, I mean, not
but
specifically.
I feel like, well,
I wouldn't let anybody hit my kid.
My kids have never really gotten in trouble.
Okay.
Because I feel like
you're a great
I'm going to hang on the rim. I feel like I'm pretty good involved in kids' life and their school life, which is more than I can say for a lot of people. I know a lot of educators, and the stories I hear coming out of the schools about how terrible the kids are, and it's not necessarily that the kids are terrible, it's their parents are terrible. They have no respect for authority or anything. And I'm just saying, if they let the teachers or they let an administrator, if the threat of if you keep acting up and talking back to your teacher and being disrespectful, we're going to whoop your ass. If that threat
Steve
hung
Austin
over their head,
style.
All these discipline problems would disappear. Kids would start learning again, and we wouldn't have idiots walking around there in society. The idiot percentage would plummet drastically.
I can't believe I'm going to disagree with you on this. You don't let anybody hit your child.
It happened in this country for 100 years,
and
people turned out just fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a really bad experience with teacher paddled me when she was angry.
Yeah. What did you do?
Beat the hell out of this guy named Sean and destroyed an entire classroom, but she still should not have been paddling me when she was angry.
Yeah.
Because she didn't hit my butt.
Not saying things couldn't go wrong. It
she
could be abused.
Like, she gave me 10 licks across the small of my back.
What?
Yeah.
It's what you get for beating poor Sean down.
It's like the Blues Brothers.
Perfectly shaped, severe bruise across the small of my back.
Bring back the paddling.
Yeah.
No, please don't.
I kind of blame it for some of my back issues.
You want to give
is where my vertebrae are completely screwed up is
issues?
Right where that took those 10 licks.
Is that what you're trying to do? Sabotage the next generation?
I would humbly suggest that Bear, looking back at those back issues, it's not so much the nun as the bad decision he made that led the nun to do what she did. Life is
no,
all about
no,
choices.
No, that wasn't a nun. That wasn't a nun that did that. Okay, that was before I got expelled.
It doesn't matter,
Bear. The public school teacher went crazy on my ass.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Just completely insane.
Choice that you made.
What choice did I make? The guy jumped at me.
To lead.
I busted him in his mouth. He had braces. Blood went everywhere.
Ouch.
And about 30 minutes later, he wanted some more.
Oh! Folks, the Top 5 at 5 is brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. Save big where the rubber meets the road. It's roadside assistance, just another benefit of having a checking account at Citizens National Bank. Visit cnbtn.com for more information or just call 865-453-9031 for CNB, the official bank of the drive all these years on Fan Run Radio. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're open lines the rest of the way, folks. If you want to chime in on paddling the kids, on Tony Vitello,
what a tease,
on Tennessee football, we have run the gamut this afternoon. We'll hit the reset button for those of you just joining coming up next here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Hey folks, Russell Smith here for G&J Auto Graphics. When it comes to the way your vehicle looks, whether it's a company truck or your brand new Tesla, G&J Auto Graphics is Knoxville's go-to company for changing your vehicle's appearance. Using some of the highest quality vinyl films on the market, the sky is the limit on what type of car wraps and visual displays G&J can do for you. That's G&J Auto Graphics. Check them out online at gnjauto.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Malone at Knoxville Smiles. You know, a lot's changed in the past 25 years that I've been a dentist here in East Tennessee. There's been so many advances in the way that we treat patients. We've got the availability of clear aligners and minimally invasive dentistry, but we still worry about comfort, health, function, and the way teeth look as well. If we can help you with your smile, give us a call at 865-539-1776 or set up an appointment online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com.
Are you in a financial hole that you can't get out of? Are debt collectors harassing you every day? Hi, I'm Jerry Givens, and I'm here to help. Stop the letters, stop the harassing calls. Get your peace of mind back and stop living in fear. Contact me today to set up a free, no-obligation consultation.
I'd rather have a national title in baseball or 10-2 season in football. 265 votes cast at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. 71.1% of the audience says, give me the natty in baseball. 28.3% say 10-2 football season. Fans are feeling Tennessee baseball and the Volunteers.
I feel like you owe me an apology. You called me hating ass bear.
You are hating ass bear.
Yeah, but the people sided with me on this one.
No,
so
I say you're hating ass bear for hating on the question. I'm not surprised at all that the people side with you because we're in the middle of it right now. I would have
predicted
that.
You always got to qualify. It's so you are so patronizing, and you don't even realize
hating
you're doing
ass
it.
Bear.
You're being patronizing right now. Sanctimonious.
You're being hating ass bear right now.
Hey, just sanctimonious too. And you're a provincial putz. You know that? You really are.
Wow.
Schmuck.
It's very rude. You owe me an apology.
Yeah.
DR Vol says baseball. More games and more fun. Football makes me feel like I retweeted a redheaded stepchild. He had fat thumbs there. DR Ball. He of the fat thumbs. Josh says one in the hand is better than two in the bush. I've never understood that saying.
What?
Sam says
Whoa. You don't understand a bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush?
No, not really.
Rick, do you understand that? It's like the guaranteed thing. You've already got it in your hand. You've got a bird. You can go home and you're going to cook it. You got something to eat. It's worth more than those two in the bush.
There are two over there in the bush.
Yeah.
Teach a man to fish versus give a man a fish. The one who would be
just go on
the one who
segment.
Would be taught would want
I,
to go find that two in the bush.
You, your opinion on this? I thought I saw a glimmer of like you understood what it meant, but obviously you didn't. Go ahead with your segment.
You've ripped me. You've ripped Rick. Now, you get it out of your system? Like, can we?
Until the next time you guys say something completely inane, yeah.
Sam says, I'd love to go 10-2, get murdered by Alabama in Atlanta, then lose the Citrus Bowl to some average Big Ten team. Sounds like so much fun. Eric responds to Sam's tweet with, 10-2 gets you in the new 12-team playoff. Would be a massive turnaround for
that wasn't
team.
In your question.
No, but I'm playing the long view.
I'm playing the long view, Bear. I'm looking at what's best for Tennessee football. No matter the fact that Coach Vitello and the Tennessee baseball program are an incredible story and have saved us from having to have stupid conversations about absolutely nothing the past 8 weeks. But I'm going to go with football. Thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Russ. He's going to do this, Rick. You going to go dead air on me too? Really? You guys want to challenge me? I'll have a dead air off with you guys. Forgetting how stubborn I am, aren't you? I mean, you do this every day, and finally I pick a day to snap on. You know I'm anxious right now, and you've been digging. Picking, calling me hating-ass bear. You clown.
Don't mind me. I'm just doing some emails over here. You go ahead.
No, I've said my piece. You go on. It's your show, buddy.
Got a big appointment tomorrow. Meet a guy at like 9 a.m. It's pretty early for me. I have to shower before then. You know, it's kind of tough.
Just shower the night before. All you got to do is get up and get dressed, comb your hair. You bathe regularly, Rick?
Yes.
You a nighttime shower, morning shower?
I think it just depends. Did you guys see this? Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five Tennessee baseball players, a program record, have earned a spot on the ABCA Rawlings All-Region team. First team. Shout out. Liam Spence, Chad Dallas, Jake Rucker, Jordan Beck, Max Fergie. Not too bad. Not too bad.
I'm sorry, I was texting with Chris. You got, you were saying something?
That's the other thing. Your new best buddy, Houston Kress.
I've noticed this too.
Yeah, it's pissed
I've
me off.
I've noticed this too. He's talked about their date once in each hour so far.
Not jealous. I just, you know, you're slumming. Go on and hang out with the Vol Room.
Oh, we're going to rip Kress now. Go ahead. Go.
Oh, I'll rip Kress every day of the week. No, that's okay. That's okay.
I mean, so far this hour, you've shared Chance's private medical condition.
Which DR Vol pointed out isn't a HIPAA violation because I'm technically not a medical professional.
That makes it so much better.
I just forgot that he may have told me in confidence at his house. But you know me, anything I'll say behind your back, I'll say to your face. And I'll tell Chance. I told him that night. It was all in his head.
Any private conversation you have with me off the air, I will say on our radio show in front of 10,000 people.
No. I don't do that.
No, of course not. That would be silly.
There's a lot of stuff I haven't talked about on air. But I am going to talk about the fact that you've been chumly with Rumor Mill lately. It hadn't gone unnoticed by a lot of your friends. Many people. We've all kind of noticed it. What's the second week in a row you guys are grabbing lunch together?
I was like five or six.
You were invited.
Okay.
You were invited both the past 2 weeks.
And I told you last week that Junior's going to summer school, so I have to pick him up every day.
Bill says Bear's been pretty surly today ever since Titans Bill told him to rest in peace.
Bill. Bill ever who since, said that?
Ever since Titans Bill thought he was addressing a ghost. In the first hour of the show today?
Where does he rank? Is he on the Mount Rushmore drive callers?
Is that it? It was Titans Bill thinking that you were dead.
People texted me asking if I was dead. Why?
No, it was just funny because, I mean, people actually had. I mean, I was stunned. I mean, you're not expecting to get a text from Willie at like 2 in the morning on a Sunday night going into Monday morning. Am I right? Have you ever gotten one of those?
A text from Willie? No, Willie does not have my phone number. Thank God.
Also, I noticed this in the middle of the call. There wasn't a point where Titans Bill was like, oh, great. That's great to hear. He just went right along with his call.
That is true. He never expressed relief at the fact that you were, in fact, not dead.
I noticed that right in the moment. I never remembered it, but it did catch me off guard.
We got a call.
Great. Can we bring him on so you can scream and yell at him too?
I mean,
I'm assuming it's a male caller.
It's Westchester.
A lot of female callers. Oh, hey.
Westchester. Sure this would go well.
What could he possibly say that would incur the wrath of Bear? I don't know.
Good afternoon. Hello. That usually just about does it.
Be careful. It's not a good afternoon. Why do you always say that?
I know. I got a text from a buddy of mine telling me that Bear had passed away. I was like, no, that's the Bear. That's somebody different. That's not Bear. Yeah, Tony put something on his blog, and everybody freaks out.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, I'm not making light of that.
I'm sorry. I do not mean to be insensitive. I have not listened to any other shows, even on our station or other stations, or I've just been out of the loop.
Russell doesn't listen to any radio besides any. He does not listen to anything outside of Lithium on XM.
I guess I'm a big Lithium guy.
I guess Chris's car doesn't get the Basilio show.
For somebody who's not been batting, his batting average right now on phone calls isn't real good, and you come in here and continue to take pot shots at us. Come on, Westchester. Doesn't matter.
Oh, come on. guys, if we're serious about this, are we worried at all about Virginia on like a 1-10? 10 being like, there's no way we beat them. I mean, we're at like a 3 or 4, right?
Well, no, I mean, this is the College World Series. You don't get there by accident, for sure. There's no team in this thing that I think every team legit in it, if things went their way, they could pull one out. Didn't Coastal Carolina win it a few years ago?
I believe so, yeah.
You see all kinds of small schools win it.
Russ, am I getting the silent treatment too?
Sorry, I'm still texting with Chris. Go ahead. The wheels of progress are in motion. I'm sorry, Westchester. We have to go to the Fan Run breaking news desk.
You know I've got
major news coming up. Fans, teams gearing up to make the trip to Omaha this weekend for the College World Series. Thirsty fans, this could have a major impact as there is a beer shortage, apparently, at Omaha.
Ah!
I know. It is major news here.
Oh, my God.
At a press conference on Wednesday, the chair of the Metropolitan Entertainment and Convention Authority said she believes there will not be a shortage of beer at TDA this year. We're utilizing a lot of local breweries to ease any supply issues. That's good.
That means you're going to be drinking funky craft local beer that might end up giving you a headache or worse.
David H. Murray tweeted, and if you don't follow David H. Murray, you should. The organizing body chair said she's not concerned and local breweries are helping with expected demand. Well, LSU won't be showing up, so that should help ease the stress put on the supply out there.
There's apparently a huge beer shortage right now.
It's not good.
Mm-mm.
In this country.
What is it from?
Getting enough employees at the breweries.
Oh, man, everything's down employees nowadays.
The aluminum. There's an aluminum
Where
shortage.
Where are all the people? Where did the people go? Everyone's in a shortage of people now.
We drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
It's like the story of Phil's life. Yeah. There's a major shortage of beer right now. I was talking to somebody at Cherokee this morning.
Oh, my God. Apparently Miller Lite got hit with a cyber attack. And that's why they've been down on their stock the last 2 to 3 months. Huh.
Well, we're going to go ahead and cut this segment out of the podcast and send it off to the Radio Hall of Fame because it's just been, I mean, a ratings bonanza, I'm sure. I mean, when you talk about quality content, this segment, I mean, it's been right up there. Anything else, Westchester?
No, I think part of the beer shortage, too, is the aluminum shortage is due to the fact that China is not buying as much recycling from us, and that's where we get most of our can supply from. So
it's always China.
It's as close as I'm going to come to talking politics on this show, I promise. Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Westchester. Appreciate the phone call. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back to wrap up another almost stellar edition of The Drive right after this. It's Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
The Drive is a production of Fox Sports Knoxville. If you'd like information on current marketing opportunities and or advertising rates, contact me on Facebook or Twitter, or just send an email to russell@sportsradioknoxville.com.
Did you see the list of Broadway at the Tennessee Theater this year?
Oh, no, I have not.
It's coming to town?
Oh, man, no. But what are some of the big ones on it that stood out to you?
Well, surprised you haven't seen this yet, but Hamilton will be coming to Knoxville for the 2022-2023 season.
The Broadway cast?
No way!
Or is this all, like off-Broadway act?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be the main cast, but be the touring group.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
You fired up?
I know
it's your
incredible favorite.
Incredible. I know you love you some Hamilton.
No, I love that.
What else?
Yeah, what else?
That's not getting me off the couch.
Coming up, the season starts in December with Come From Away.
Okay.
Do you know what that is? I've never heard of that.
No, I I've heard of it in the sense that I believe it's something new. It's a new project, an original. I could be wrong.
And Death of a Salesman on there anywhere?
It is not. Big Willie Lomax guy.
It's a good story. It's a good play to see.
February, you've got Mean Girls, 7 performances.
Mean Girls.
Oh, wow.
The hell's that?
Should be pretty good. Based on the movie, I would assume.
February 25th through the 27th, 5 performances of Rent.
Oh!
The 25th anniversary tour. That's a big one.
You say 5 performances. I say 4 seasons of love.
What about Of Mice and Men?
That's not on there either. I don't think that's a musical, Bear. I'm sure.
I love these suggestions after each one.
Yeah,
you don't. I mean, it's a Broadway production.
April 8th through 10th, you've got Summer, the Donna Summer musical.
Whoa,
big Donna Summer guy.
It's Derek Dooley noted on The Drive for going back since before I was on the show. Are you kidding me?
June 3rd through 5th, here in about a year, Hairspray will be in town. Oh. You like
I would go see Hairspray.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hairspray would be fun.
And then in July, this is over a year away, Anastasia is coming to town.
Is that about Albert Anastasia?
I don't think so.
The barbershop?
Man, I don't know about Come From Away.
Murder Incorporated?
You add Hamilton back in, and that is 6 out of 7 bangers.
Yeah, it did not give a date for Hamilton. It said the best way to secure tickets.
I kind of feel like that's a little bit of a disappointing list.
The 2022-2023 season is to purchase a subscription for this season.
Oh.
But
you want to go in on one?
But Arsenic and Old Lace. You going to see that on there?
No, I've given you the 6 shows that are coming. Not impressed?
No, not at all.
I thought you were a bit you weren't a very big musical guy.
Like musicals? Like Broadway musicals?
Yes.
There's not very many of them I like, but there are a few that I really like.
Such as?
I mean, like Grease is good. Annie was always fun when you were a kid to watch. Was that a snigger over there?
No, that's it. Grease Snickers? And Annie.
As far as musical goes, yeah, probably, yeah. But now I do like Broadway productions that don't involve singing every scene.
I got to say, there is sometimes, you know, you go, that was the worst field trip in elementary school.
Yes.
Was right? What?
It was any musical. You go to the, you're like, all right, it's field trip day. We're going to get to go on the bus. We're not in class. We're going to like a cool theater. There's going to be a boxed lunch. We're fired up. Yeah. And then you go in there and it's the theater. It's so big. You're at the Bijou or the Tennessee Theater or something. They march you in there and you sit down. And there's all this anticipation. The lights go down. The curtain goes up. And all of a sudden these people come out and you're like, okay, okay. You're listening. You're paying attention. And then all of a sudden they burst into song. You know, and not like we're about to sing. It's just like they start singing. We burst into song.
They just sing what they're doing.
It's just, and you're like, oh, okay.
Look, what if we did that here on our show?
That was kind of odd.
I mean, Trey used to do it a lot, but.
And then they get back into the play, and you're like, okay. And then not like 2 minutes goes by, and they burst into song again. It's another song, and it's like completely different from the last song. It's a lot
slower.
I kind
of feel like you're making my argument for me right now.
It's an acquired taste. We're not arguing, Bear. Not everything has to be a knockdown dragout. I don't have a strong position on musicals.
Like, what about Our Town?
I thought you loved them.
Here's the thing I've learned. You get older. Like
are you just afraid to admit?
No, okay. I'm fine with it. But usually, like, I get drugged to the. Usually, it's one of those things my wife makes me do. I don't really want to go. But when I get there, I generally have a pretty good time. But my attention span is a lot longer. That was the thing about the elementary school musical field trip, is just like. My mind is gone like 10 minutes into it.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking.
I'm staring at the ceiling. I was like, oh, God, is this thing ever going to be over?
Yeah. That's when you ask to go to the bathroom, and then you just go do your own thing for a little while.
It's like, wait, this is intermission? I thought it was over. You mean it's only halfway through? Oh, God. Intermission was the worst. It's like it's just a reminder.
I don't know. I remember they took us more than one time in elementary school down Tennessee Theater to see, what's that old movie? Pride and the Prejudice. Boring. Got in all kinds of trouble.
It was always, for us, the best Christmas pageant ever.
I feel like that's not too bad.
And the Secret Garden.
I wouldn't want to sit through that.
I did. I sat through them both multiple times. It was rough. Yeah, so some individual honors for Tennessee baseballers today. Chad Dallas, Jake Rucker, Liam Spence, Max Ferguson, and Jordan Beck. Named to the American Baseball Coaches Association Southeast All-Region team. Congratulations to them. I would imagine that we'll have a couple of young guys, Blade Tidwell probably looking at that team. Gilbert, is he coming back? I know he's listed as a sophomore, right?
Yes.
Is he coming back or is he a COVID sophomore? Is he eligible to go to the draft?
You know, truth be told, I do not know that information. I will have it to you better tomorrow, but it is such a weird landscape, you know, with how those guys can go pro or not go pro. But ultimately, I don't know myself entirely, but I will try to find that out for tomorrow unless somebody else has a better idea.
Looks like, according to utsports.com, he will have to stick around for one more year.
Ooh, played. Nice.
as a freshman in 2020, and then this year, of course, he was a standout at Stillwater High School in Minnesota, selected in the 35th round by the Twins. That must have been hard to do, to turn down playing for your home state team.
What round was it?
35th.
Yeah. I don't know. He wouldn't have been playing in Minnesota.
No. The road would have been long. The pay would have been not as great.
A lot of bus trips.
He would not have had the greatest moment of his life just about a week ago.
You get drafted in the 35th round playing SEC baseball, I would imagine several rungs higher as far as accommodations and everything that goes along with it. I mean, you're not getting a paycheck, but they're getting their cost of living, whatever that deal is. And I could see him, if once his name, image, likeness thing, him being able to make some cash.
So he'll be back. Beck will be back. Evan Russell could be back as a senior. I believe he had the COVID year. So that'll be interesting to see.
I thought he used it this year. Because Evan Russell's a Serrano guy.
Yeah,
along
maybe.
With Durke.
We're going to have to replace the entire starting infield, which will be weird. And then, of course.
First, second, and third?
And short.
Really?
Yep.
Oof.
And then Chad Dallas, of course. Will Heflin will be gone. So there'll be a lot of new faces. It can be hard to repeat, man. But here's the thing about going on this run and being able to recruit during it is I would imagine that Vitello is recruiting a different caliber of athlete right now. And it is a difficult calculus you have to perform, of course, in baseball, a little bit different. You want to recruit good players, not too good players, because then they get drafted. But maybe it's a little bit easier to convince some of those quote-unquote too good players to go ahead and give college a try, because the experience at Tennessee going forward is not going to be like the experience Tennessee has provided before this year. So you've got Brady House, the shortstop from Georgia, who's expected to be drafted high, and then Chase Burns, the right-handed flamethrower from the mid-state, who's expected to be drafted high. Those are kind of the crown jewels of Tennessee's recruiting class that they'll be trying desperately to persuade to come to Knoxville for three seasons.
Sure.
Can Tony Vitello do it? Stay tuned to find out. We'll be at Jet's Pizza tomorrow. Looking forward to it. If you want to come hang out with The Drive, we'll be down there from 3 to 6, as always, doing the show. Rick going to be down there with me, and we'll be breaking it down, man. Should be a lot of fun. I haven't been out there to Jets for a long time. Of course, the first round of the U.S. Open. You want to come watch a little golf? Watch a little golf.
Some hot pizza, cold beer.
With The Drive.
Golf.
Best happy hour in town, man. $2 and $3 pints daily from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. every single day over there at Jets Pizza. Should be.
Who was it? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Should be a lot of fun.
Who is it that works at Fan Run that got busted? Or not really busted, but we found out it was their hangout.
It was Nate.
Hodges?
Oh, yeah. He'd just go by himself, right? And just grab some food, grab some drinks, watch some games.
In the middle of the day. I roll in there at 2 o'clock one day on a Wednesday afternoon to pick up some pizza for a trip to Old Ben Franklin Motors. And who's at the bar? None other than the Godfather.
Yeah, but in the Godfather's decision, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon for him is like 6:30 or 7 for me and you in the evening.
Fair enough.
He does get up at like 5 a.m.
Morning radio it's a tough gig, but yeah, he was up there perched two in the afternoon, just slamming a whole pepperoni pizza all by himself.
You gotta talk about me putting everybody's dirty laundry out there.
I don't know if it's dirty laundry. I kind of low-key was like, damn, Nate's balling. Okay, here I am getting set to go out there and do the thing. Hodges is over here rocking and rolling.
Little UT breaking news. The Seahawks have signed tight end Dominic Wood Anderson.
DWA.
DWA.
Found his another way to the four-star NFL. Wasted by Jim Chaney and Jeremy Pruitt. Way to go, guys. I'm sure he really appreciates all the balls you threw him. Both of them. Stay with us. Overtime coming up next. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Live from Jets Pizza tomorrow. Right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
The Axe House in Sevierville and Pigeon Forge is the first place in the